in Parsha Vayigash, so in a certain sense it's a small Parsha in terms of the events that happened and so on. But it's a very pivotal point. It's a turning point, and Harbe Gufatayrus in terms of Golas and Gula and so on are incorporated over here. I'd like, first of all, let's start off with a Maimon Chazal over here. It says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So Chazal say over here, they, I guess they want to describe the Yehuda's ability to reach out. It says, Ksiv, Tapuche Zov v'moshias Kesev, Daber Dibur Aloifanov. Pasuk Mishlei, it says, like golden apples wrapped in silver, in some sort of silver encasing, that is Daber Dibur Aloifanov. When a person says his things, Aloifanov means one of two things. Either it means a base. Rashi Mishlei says it's like when you have things lined up on a base, that's Daber Dibur Aloifanov. The Chazal over here say the word of fanav would be like a wheel of fanim. So the Medrash says Tirgum Akila Sager Chazurin the Dahav Begoy Diskarin the Kesef. It's like buttons of gold in a table of silver. In other words, there's a silver platform, and in it you have the golden pieces. And what's Daber Dibur Aloifanov? So it says Ma Oifen Ze Mara Ponim Kol Tzad. Just like a wheel shows every different sides. So the same wheel, it has a lot of different pieces that, as the wheel turns, you see it. So too Yehuda's words, you know, as he spoke to Yosef, they had different ponim. The pashat pshat over here is, I mean, the pshat, that the way it's brought in al derech pshat, is that it means he seemed to say things that were nice, but he really was saying things that were tough also, and had a pun in the kind of pun in the kind. That's the lashon of the Chazal over there. The one thing I guess I'd like to stop in, Rashi makes it clear in Mishlei that we're talking about, Rashi says the word ofan over here doesn't mean a wheel, it means a base. Rashi is bedafka that way. And Rashi brings eyes, that psukim atayt, this way, that way, makes a point of it. So this Chazal, l'chura, clearly seems to be meaning it means a wheel. So I'd like to understand the sense of the pasuk. Besides which, It's very, very nice that Yehuda was, I guess, an eloquent speaker, and so Chazal explaining something about how he was able to couch in diplomatic terms some tough words. But I'd like to try and understand it from something more of a pnimis tegoifin. You know, you're talking here about an extraordinary meeting of Yehuda and Yosef. We've spoken many years about the Shnei Melachim is Goshim. We're talking about a big event, an extraordinarily seminal event in Klal Yisrael. So just the praising Yehuda's way with words, language, it's not the end of it all. And there's something there, a deeper nekuda, I guess, another mara upon him to his words, that we want to understand in what was he doing on a pneumistic level? What was he doing in terms of the inner hashgach of the inyan that was happening here? The pasuk later, you have Yaakov Avinu was very scared to go down. He obviously didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayom elokim yisol maras halayla, Yom Yaakov, Yaakov, Yom Hineni. So he says, Yom Anoichi Akel Olkei Avich Al Tiram Dor Mitzrayim, Kol Goy God Lasim Hashem. So first thing he says, don't worry, you're going to become a Goy God over there. Okay. Then he said, we'll skip a half a pasuk. Anoichi Gam Alcha Gam Oloi. I will make sure you get out of Mitzrayim. In the middle, he says, Anochi Eirdim Cha Mitzrayim. So the Haftacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're not going to lose out anything, and you'll survive. Imagine, let's take an example. Let's say a person goes to a big tzaddik. He's undergoing a very difficult operation, and he wants to have a haftacha that he's going to make it through. So the person tells. So let's say the person says, "I'll machtiach you that, you know, when you wake up from the operation, we'll both sit in the place and we'll do a l'chaim together." That's what he needs. No, that's what he wants to know. He wants to know that the Golas Mitzrayim is a terrible Golas. It's something which is going to become, it's going to threaten the existence of Klal Yisrael. Like the Rambam says, Kemat Kot, Nekar, the Ikar Gadol Hazeh, that the Rambam was Shesel. It was a hair breadth away from there being no more Klal Yisrael, nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, the day will come, I'll take you out again. What's the Neichi Eir Nimcha Mitzrayim? That I'll go down to Mitzrayim. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misadder it. The main thing is that we should get out of there. Chazal tell us. So first of all, the Unkelus over here, this famous Unkelus that the Rambam on Nevuchos Medayik. It says Onoichi Echos Imoch LeMitzrayim. I'll go down. The word Echos here says literally Onoichi Echos Imoch LeMitzrayim. I will go down. The Rambam is Medayik that never ever. Does the Targum teach it in the word of anytime he speaks about motion in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going up, going down, coming, going, they always are teached somehow along the Yakra Dashem. It's always teached Kvod Hashem, because the Targum stays away from any Akshama. Here he changes, and the Rambam says because of his Pshat over here, because it was a Cholam and so on. So he could literally teach it. The Ramban asks on that. Ramban has kashas on that. And Ramban says it's meramis on the Chazal that the Shchint is in the Golas. Like the Gemara says in Megillah, that anywhere, wherever Kaisel was Golu, so the Shchint was Nigli Mohem. I won't understand the Ramban's. So the Ramban has tainus. To the Rambam that there are places that the uncle is retiring, fine, I don't have anything to say about that. But if this is a pshat that meant to address the shaila of the Rambam, I don't see where he's addressing it. The Rambam's shaila is, any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Vayered, we're going to give it a different translation. So telling me that this is talking about Golos, and that the Shechina is in the Golos, well, why would that allow for a literal translation? So we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to Klai Yisrael, so to speak. So where is that an answer to the Rambam's Taina? If the Rambam's Taina is a Taina, then where's the teretz of that? That's the shaila over there. So let's take a look at the Gemara Megillah. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya Reb Shimon Echoy Oimer. It's a memory of Shimon Echoy. Boy Rei Kam Chavim Yisof Na Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shebechol Mokum Shegolu Shechini Imohem. Every place that they were in Nizgala, the Shechina was with them. It says, Golu Bovel Shechini Imohem, Shele Mankam Shachti Bovela. Now, the first half, I understand that wherever we went to Golos, Shechina went down with us. It's a very comforting thought, and so on. But, well, of course. What do you think? We'll go there to Israel, and the Gula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stay in America. Well, what's the Havamina? What's the Tzad over here? The first half, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shrechen Imam, even Bavel, and even all these places and colors, that makes sense. That's telling you something. But that when we're going to come back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also come back with us. And the Pasuk here, it's Mudgash. The Pasuk says also, Anoichi Eirim Chashayma, V'Anoichi Al Chagam Oloi. So it's something that is... telling, being madgish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come out also. the truth is, the hemshech of the psukim is also like that. The hemshech of the Gemara, I mean. The Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about where is it that the Shechina is, and the Gemara, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so where is it? So it says in the Beit Knishta of Hutzol, Beit Knishta the Shaf for Yosef in Adar. No, it's in two places where there's Batei Knesios, big Batei Knesios in Bavel, central Batei Knesios in Yavel, in Bavel. That's something that is, that's where the Shechina is. The Rashi says over here that this base Hamikdash of Beit Knesset Shav Yosef was built with stones and earth that Chon Yoav took into him with Golus. V'loitei mahocha v'hocha, it's not in both places together. Ela zimnin hocha v'zimnin hocha. Sometimes here, sometimes here. What's that about? I mean, you know, I guess if you're shy to seeing the Shechina, to feeling the Shechina, you'd figure it out. I mean, but what's this? Zimna Hocha means something. It's being madgish something. What's the inyan of that? It's not always one place. Chazal, then they bring you a whole bunch of inyan and why it's important. That's why it's important to Davin Beis Knesset and so on. And then he says that Tanya, Reb Loza Kappa, Yime, Asidin Bakneseir, Bas Dorosh Bavel, Shet Yikvu Beretz Yisrael, Shenema Ki Ketova Behorim Ki Kamel Yam Yavo. So, but the Knesseis of Bavel are going to be Ole Teretz Yisrael. Is that kosher to the previous Inyan of the Shechina over there, and so on? What is the Inyan of that? The understanding of the Inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going down into Golos with us, you understand. It's a chizuk and whatever. One more thing that we need to understand, and this is something that I guess goes to the heart of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ima Noichi Betzara, you know, Lemanchem, and so on. The taich of Golos is hest upon him. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masked upon him from us. It means, whatever that means, it means we will not have a sense of Shechina. That's what the definition is. When we go into Golos and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a sense of Shechina. Now, if the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha works anyway, that's not Shechina. I mean, that less asa ponimine in HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'cholatz kvoidoi, and there's no place, you know, if yisase ish, and all of these in Yonim, there's no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, sees everything, is in charge of everything, chulu b'chulu, don't need psukim in darshning psukim to say that. That's a mikri adas. The teretz is, but it's asked upon him. As far as we're concerned, we don't see it. There is no Shechina that's visible. So what does it mean that the Shechina is there? What does it mean the Shechina is there? In what sense? If it's visible, quote unquote, if it gives over the same argosha as in Eretz Yisrael, then you have it there. So basically, they're not in Golos, so it's strange that there could be Ashuras HaShechina someplace else also. If it's not visible, meaning we have no connection to it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anyway there for us, and every Heste is there for us, and so on and so forth, that has nothing to do with this Gemara. This is Mekriya Das. It's not something that needs the Gemara over here. And it's not something that needs the Aftocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell him that there's no place that's void of me. So let's understand the musig of the pasuk b'chol tzarasom loy tzar. Every place where Klai Yisrael is tzar, loy tzar, loy with an aleph or loy with a vav, whether it's he's also b'tzar or not. Let's understand the musig of tzar, and then we'll be able to understand what that inyan is. We speak of bad things. We speak of a tzara, a person who's out to do betos is called a tsar. And even suffering is, there's yesurim, there's kaev, there's tsar. The word tsar means also, it's a mental state of anguish. It's more physical pain, is a ke'ev or a machov, lashon pasuk. Yesurim, it could be used for that. Those are physical suffering. Tsar is when the person has anguish, agmas nefesh. Let's understand the core point of but all those words have one shorosh, which is the tzaddik and the reish, tsar and tsara. A person's mohus is to realize his self. A person has potential, and a person would like to realize his potential. When a person is stymied or frustrated, and he can't realize his potential, it's as if, imagine something has a spring in it that's pushing it open up, some sort of mechanism that's pushing at it, and it's in a box, and the box doesn't let it open up. So the pressure builds. People who have like hidden wounds or something, pus, it hurts terribly, the pressure is very, very painful. The Eitzah is you pierce it open, and then the pus goes out, and the person feels relieved, simply because there's no internal pressure anymore. The tsar of leid is something trying to get out of a narrow place. The ultimate, or the core of every ogmas nefesh, of every tsara, is that it is pushing me into a corner. It's repressing me and not allowing me to be anything or accomplish anything. If a person, anias, there's the problem of, maybe I like this big thing, that particular thing, but it's more than that. The deeper sense of anias is that I am not able to be who I think I ought to be. I ought to be a person whose expanse takes up this amount of space, and I'm stuck in a corner, in a hole. A person has frustrations in finding his place in life. All of those frustrations are tsar and tsara. So ultimately, the person not being able to realize his self, a person's wanting to have family, children, a person's wanting to be able to occupy a place that's roya for him, whatever he feels his makom is in society and so on. All of those are areas where tsar, where the person is pushed into a corner and stifled, is the ultimate tsar. So the musig of this distress, emotional distress, is when a person feels that he's stuck and he can't move. The opposite is revacha, it's something which allows the person to unfurl, to grow, to realize himself. Mitzrayim is called a makom tsar. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Chemda Toiva Urechava. Eretz Yisrael allows, it's like a tzvi, it allows to, we can expand internally, and the Eretz Yisrael keeps up with us, and Eretz Yisrael expands through our needs. Mitzrayim is a makom that's tsar. It's a makom that crushes us, and we can never go past the very core existence. A person who recognizes or realizes that the only thing he'll ever succeed in doing is surviving doesn't have much chesed to go on living. I mean, if it is just to survive, I'll never have more means, more opportunities, more self-realization than simply to exist. For most people, that would be unthinkable. It's only because we have hope for better that we go further. The Shechina itself is something which exists. Ashuras Hashchina Eretz Yisrael exists because Ashuras Eretz Yehova. It's where we realize ourself, and the life around us is the life of our self-realization. That's Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Ashuras Hashchina is, begali. When we are able to totally realize ourselves, we form a kli that allows for Ashuras Hashchina and the Shechina Shaira there. When we go into Golus, we go into a Mokum Tsar. We've seen many times by Pesach, Klal Yisrael was Nimshal to an Uber Bmei Imoy. Klal Yisrael was, that's why the Korban Pesach looks like an Uber, it's Kirbal Krov and so on. The folding over, it's a young lamb and so on. All the inyanim of Korban Pesach are meramis in that we were like an Uber. And an Uber is in a Mokum Tsar B'yoysa. That's what the mitzvah of an Uber is. So going into Golos means that we are we've been crushed, and we go into a place. The whole mitzvah of Golos is that we're living inside somebody else's makom and not our makom. So Moshem Adav Adoyma, my house, no matter how small it might be, but I can spread myself out over the entire house. I don't feel restrained in any way. When I'm a guest by somebody, even if the person has a mansion, I don't feel comfortable. I feel I'm given a very prescribed area, and that's the place, that's me. I have to fit into that little hole, in that circle. I don't have the sense of rachmas, even though that house might be 10 times as my house, and the person says, feel free to use whatever you want. I still feel I'm in somebody else's mitzias. Golus is, Klaiso goes into somebody else's mitzias. Golus Bavel, we go into Bavel's mitzias. And Golus Yovan, we went into Yovan's mitzias, even if Yovan was not Yisrael. That's what Golus are. So one haftacha is, It takes a toll. It's just like if you keep something from growing and sprouting, if you stunt something's development and growth, at some point it no longer will grow. So one avtocha is that at the end of the process, you'll be as good as before. You'll come out of it. It's not going to destroy you. That is one avtocha, and that's the avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out and so on. But there's a deeper issue. But that means that the Golus itself is all bad. There's nothing good about it. So Moshe Mal Dava Daima, you give somebody some sort of detention or some sort of punishment. So, I mean, it's a punishment. It's a loss, and the only promise I can give is when the process is over, you'll be reinstated to your former. The Sar Mashkim. We'll put you back again in your former position. But those years in jail are years in jail. There's nothing else I can do about it. It's suffering. That's it. There's no gain in it. But that's required. Sometimes it's required that the person have that einish and so on. There's another perspective, and that perspective is that in every makom that's tsar, Shechina expresses itself there. There's a Sfas Emes that says, it says, Anoichi, Eredimcha, the Anoichi is the Anoichi of Yitzias of Mitzrayim, of Matan Torah, the Anoichi of the Seres Adibris. He says that Anoichi went into Mitzrayim, and that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi, in Har Sinai, that Anoichi came from there. What it means is that if something was developed in that context, in the context of the Tsar and Tsarus of Golos, something developed that later became the good. Let's take a quick marshal. It says you'll become a goy gadol in Mitzrayim. That was the Avtocha. Okay. Klal Yisrael had a tremendous amount of kids that were born in Mitzrayim. They were Arelim. They were, I guess, of the Avodah Zarah. It was a huge klal of things that were, in many sense, the antithesis. Somebody takes a look at it and says, what's the Avtocha? That I have a few million Arelim of the Avodah Zarah? That's the Goy Gadol? But that became the Goy Gadol. That became Klal Yisrael. So the thing that, as long as it was in Golus, it had a panim that was looked tsar. It there's nothing to it. What I have here, I have somebody that's technically Jewish. That's it. Nothing else about it. But tomorrow, this is Klal Yisrael. So while it's in the phase of Golus, it's tsar. It's Mitzri. It's part of that world, and I don't see it there, and I can't see it there. So yes, it's not the pshat. The Sfasemis says that we pick up in Eretz Yisrael, in the matzah of Geula, we have ruchnius in a way that's galui and bar chava. In the matzah of Golos, we have it in Levushim, he says. It's covered up. In other words, we cannot. The product that we see is a Golos product. It's Mitzri. But when it'll come into the open, it will come into what it's supposed to be. So the Oymek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going down. Ubechol Tzarasam Loitzar. The Loitzar of the Aleph and the Vav are the same. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is realizing his Hizgalos through the mechanism of Tzaros. We've mentioned many times what Avodas HaKadosh brings from a Kadmon, that the Tam, Avodas HaKadosh was a Mot Gabay, was a Rebbe of the Maral, not a real Rebbe, it was quite a bit before him, but it's somebody that the Maral looks up as his Rebbe. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the reason, he brings from a Kadmon, I don't remember who, that the reason for creating the world was that the Bilti Gvul should regale himself with In Gvul. But what it means to bring it down in this case is in the tsarus, in the suffering, in the problems, in what seems to be negative things, the negative in that framework, and they become the toiv when they move on to the next phase. So there is a difference. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anoichi Eir Nechotzai means that the Hanhagis of Kodesh come through Tsar and Tsaros. We don't see any of it. All we see is that things develop that don't seem to us anything like what we're waiting for. It's only when I come up again, when I reemerge, so there's been a process, Moshma Davadayma, a person plants a seed, a child sees a seed planted for the first time. So if he expects to see tomorrow a plant, he's very disappointed. And even if he'll dig it up in the ground, he will see at the end of 2 weeks much less seed than what he put in. The process is a process of disappearing and destruction as far as he's concerned. It's only when it starts growing that he says it must have been the seed that I planted. In the world of Golos and Tsarus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Basher Husham, there is no tfisa of anything good there. And that's what it means, the Shechinah is never there bekvias in any one place. It's not, when we say the Shechinah is in Golos, it's not the way it's in Geula. In Beis HaMikdash, this is its makom, and that's why it's there. In Golos, it's always point to point. It's always, now this point's involved, now this point, now this point. It's not, it's a different type of Ashraz HaShechinah that is there. And that's the pshat in his memory that Asid but Knesias in Bavel to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesias in Bavel, it's the Bavel Dikabet Knesset that will become a basic Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Kolzman, it's in Bavel, it doesn't have the type of Ashrosh Eretz Yisrael has. It has potential for it. Mizman does not mean it has potential for it. But that is the binyan that's going to, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it'll become a Mokna Ashrosh Hashchina on a Kavuda Goyfin. So we're talking about one level of Ashrosh Hashchina that's not Bi'ez Galus, and I rightfully say all I see in front of me is Mitzrayim and more Mitzrayim. And yet, that itself, those nekudas, it's not the pshat at the end of the tkufa we're going to have finally get out of it and have a gula. Something about that tkufa is going to be the binyan of the hemshech hadvar. I think that's the pshat with Yehuda and Yosef. Dova leifanov. So the pasuk pshat seemed to have been a wheel where you see things in many sides because the wheel turns and that's what you see. Rashi in Mishlei says not like that. We asked, and I think what it means is Rashi's deher is. If I look at any piece in isolation, then I don't get it. It's only the tapuche zohav are buried in a strip of silver. In other words, Yehuda said they were in darkness. This whole thing went from bad to worse to horrendous, and they were and Basher Hu Sham, it was all bad, rightfully so. But once he started putting the pieces together, and looking at where it's coming from, where it's going to, that's where Yosef was Megal himself. And they saw where it's going to. In other words, looking at Golus in its as a slide, as a picture is bad. All I see here is bad. Somebody takes a census of people called Jewish in Mitzrayim, and basically he's talking about almost indistinguishable from Mitzrayim. There's nothing to have any nachas from. When a person sees the kav that starts, the line that starts with Yaakov going down and Moshe Rabbeinu going out, then he understands, then he sees the tapuche zohav. He begins to see that this is, I'm looking at a slice of it that's tsar, that's repressed, but it came from Rechava and it's going to Rechava. And then I have a different perspective on it. This is true, certainly. This is the Mahal of Golos in Gula Kla Yisrael, that it's something that the Nechama for the Goloses of Kla Yisrael is not that they'll survive. They'll survive is a terrible Nechama for over 2,000 years of not living as a Kla Yisrael. That there's no Nechama, so good. So, Bez Hashem tomorrow, Kavu Golos. And we look back and say 2,000 wasted years. Years that we regressed, years that we accomplished nothing really, and so on and so forth. That's not a Nechama. If somebody is to look at Golos and say, this is great, whatever it is, I mean, that's certainly blind. But the Anoichi Eireid means that whatever is happening now, on the surface you just see the Mishchias Kesef. That's what we see on the surface. The deeper Zvainus is the Puchi Zohav. Understanding that, you're right, all we can see is difficulty, but that difficulty itself is going to become the rebuilt Kal Yisrael. It's true on that level. It's true on a personal level, which is to us the most relevant, the thing that most occupies us. A person wants to do good. Everybody wants to do good. Everyone would like to move forward. Everyone would like to grow in ruchnius and so on. And a person goes to difficult kufis. And you tell a person, I know, your abilities are limited. It'll take you a year of struggling to get to this and this place. But you'll get there eventually. So what other people do in a month will take you a year. A person has outside issues, things that are piling up, difficulties that sap his time and his energy and everything else, and he feels that his growth is a fraction of what it was, of what it could be. That's tsar. For a person who feels I could be doing X, Y, and Z, that's me, my potential, and I'm being, even the person whose abilities are limited, but he wants to do good. He would like to be an Ish Elokim, a Talmud Chacham, an Oved Hashem. We want that. But we have difficult tvaim, we have difficult natures. This person is a strong taiva, this person has strong atzlus, this person has weak abilities, this person has difficult friends, this person has difficult family. It's everyone has what drags, what makes the tsar, and therefore I say to myself, okay, what I'm doing is probably a tenth of what I could do. That's a very, very difficult feeling. It's not a feeling we can live with. It's not a feeling that will propel us to go further. But if a person honestly does what he can, and he has these difficulties, there's the haftacha b'chol tzarasim leitzar. It says in this farm, there's two haftachas, one for the klal, one for the, they bring psukim, one for the yochid. It's not the pshat that somewhere at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you back and you'll be in a good place. The things that you struggled with, like it says in Chazal, the Torah that I learned ba'af hisha omdali, the things you struggled with will become your assets. It's impossible to see it when you're struggling with it. But when you get past it, when you zeichet anecha ola ela imok, you'll see that the knesias were built in bavel. The binyan, a person who struggles with it, requires from his part patience, iron discipline, neglecting himself and pushing himself to do what he needs to do, reining himself in, all of those things. So when we're struggling with it, all we see is the struggle that we could be doing something better, and we're quote unquote wasting our time and energy on this, and that's tzaras. But when things will come round, those will become our assets. Will become also, where did this godless depression came from? From the years that he struggled with this and this and this. Where did his depth of understanding came from? From the months that it took him to work over in Indian until he understood it, and so on. Those are the batitnesias that we build in Bavel, that are seen in the God's soul. In Bavel, the Ashras Ashkin is occasionally, but the binyan is built here. And when the person, and when we're zeichet to realize it, that's what we realize. So this is a parasha ketana, but first of all, it gives us a chance. We learn to look at life, diva dava lefanov, that to see things from a larger context. We understand that it is the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there are many tkufas of tsarus, of golus, which is tsar. It constricts a person, and what most what most describes Golas is the inability to realize ourselves, and there are tkufas in a person's life in many ways. Sometimes it's internal, sometimes external, and the understanding that there's aftocha to the first yid that went into Golas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there with us. That the events that happen in the difficult tkufas are building events, and we know that we'll never understand it as long as we're in that difficult kufa, and we have a haftacha that it's building something, and that when anecha ele ele imcha, those batiknesias, those binyanim ruchim that a person built with himself in the bubbles and in the mitzrayims, will go with them, and they'll become the binyanim of Ashras Hashchina in Eretz Yisrael.
About the Russian.